They've just torn something down?
Yeah, maybe there's no plans to put something there for a while.
A lot.
Okay, would you just refer to it as a lot, or?
Empty lot, a vacant lot.
Okay. How about, where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
In a water fountain.
Okay, how about if it was in a park? Would you call it a water fountain?
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever refer to it as anything else?
Water fountain. Drinking fountain, maybe.
Okay. In a building or in a park, or both?
Maybe you could get a water cooler in a building, which would be cups, but usually I say water fountain.
Okay. Now, without naming brands, I'm not so much interested in the brands or the types of things. What kinds of automobiles are there?
There's station wagons.
Okay. How about
sports cars?
Alright. Is there another name, an older name that you can think of for sports cars?
Coupes.
Okay.
And there's sedans, you know, mid-sized cars. And then there's the smaller American cars are called like economy cars that are good on gas. And then you've got the large Cadillacs, or the luxury cars.
How about the ones at the top that comes down?
That's a convertible.
Okay.
I used to have a GTO convertible.
Really?
67, four on the floor.
Did you have any names? I mean, was there a type name for them?
Goat.
A goat? Okay. And that referred mainly to GTO, right? How about a really big, pretentious automobile?
The nickname for it?
Yeah.
A caddy? Well, if it was a Cadillac, I guess that would be a nickname.
Maybe it wouldn't be a Cadillac. Maybe it would just be any large, you know.
A snazzy car.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard a nickname for a Buick Electra 225? Okay, I was just wondering. How about the type of automobile that you might ride from downtown to the airport with, you know, it's very long.
Oh, that's a limousine.
Okay, now what, how about a, now we're again talking about, let's say, the school you were going to, that say someone in their early 20s came up in a very large, again, pretentious sedan with big full white wall tires. And a TV antenna hanging off the back, and white fur in the back window, and you know the type of car I'm talking about. Is there a slang name for that type of a car?
I've just heard it in as far as shortening whatever it is.
Okay.
Like if it would be a limo or a caddy, or I've heard it called like that.
You ever heard it referred to as a hog or something like that?
No.
Okay. Or whatever. All right, what kinds of public transportation do you have here?
We've got the bus system. That's MTA. And then they have a new thing that they call the Streakers and Dashers. It's express bus service. I could tell you a story about a streaker one time. I was trying to get on an orange streaker, which goes from downtown Miami to North Miami in one trip. It costs you 60 cents. But then they have the Blue Dash, which is from downtown Miami to Dayland, the furthest south of Miami. It's about 30 miles out. So the buses are supposed to be painted. One's blue and one's orange. But right when they first started, they used the same buses, maroon and orange. So I got on this bus, and I saw it going the same route, and they do circle around downtown Miami. But then before I could say another word, it got on I-95 South. And I said, oh, this bus driver doesn't know where he's going. And we ended up at Dayland, and I couldn't get off because it just keeps going.
What did you have to wait on another bus?
No, it was down there. I was there till about 10 o'clock at night till someone picked me up from home. But that's express bus. That's getting pretty popular, and they're trying to get transit, rapid transit, which would be for